Padre Pio, they killed my son. And it is about a man suffering at losing his son and Padre Pio's reaction, which was not quite what we would have expected. Hello, friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we bring you a series of short stories on the life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic, and he was a miracle worker. Please do stay tuned to find out what Padre Pio's intercession could do for you or for someone you love. We'd also like to take this opportunity to thank our protected Child of Padre Pio patrons. With your support, we're able to continue promoting Padre Pio. We're able to continue with this apostolate through flyers, through advertising, and through videos. We're promoting this great saint of ours. Thank you once again for your help. And another way to participate in our apostolate is to like our video and share the video with your friends and your colleagues. So now, what was it like, or what would have it been like, to go to one of Padre Pio's confessions? Would it have been something difficult and frightening, or something easy to do? Remember, there were queues that were weeks long, literally waiting to have their confessions heard. And it's because Padre Pio could read people's souls like we read a book. We could hide nothing from him in such a confession. And recently, we heard the story that was linked to the death of a pope, which turned out to be too much for this particular lady to hear. And she literally fainted. She passed out there and then. You can see the video on the end screen. So we never quite know what to expect from Padre Pio in his confessions. Confession with Padre Pio was sometimes the moment of truth in a person's life. It was the occasion on which great conversions could take place. And of course, conversion in this sense being that we are made right with our God, restored with our God again. And this particular author, Czesław Ryska, wrote the book The Vineyard of Padre Pio, in which she tells us that one day a man appeared wanting to speak to Padre Pio. He apparently was a gentleman. He was in a black suit and he came from Milan. And he was looking for comfort after the tragic death of his son. So he was there hoping for some sort of relief from his suffering. And he started by saying to Padre Pio, "I am devastated because they have killed my son." And then he waited, hoping for some sort of word of encouragement from Padre Pio. But Padre Pio just stared at him, kind of skeptical of the story. He obviously read his soul, and the words were slightly different. And then Padre Pio added, "And is that not enough for you?" So it's as if he's saying, is the death of your son, was that not enough for you? It is slightly ominous to me, as if possibly something more could happen. Was it a warning? Does God really warn us with nasty surprises coming our way? Is that what Padre Pio is saying? Well, let's continue. This question from Padre Pio, it really struck this person. And it forced him now to think and to contemplate about his past life. It was as if Padre Pio had struck a bell in this person's soul. For a start, this particular man had abandoned his wife and his two children. And he had run away with another woman. And there were many other things apparently as well. And so Padre Pio, realizing the thoughts that were going on in his mind, said, "And what are you waiting for?" So this man from Milan went down on his knees and he pleaded with Padre Pio to hear his confession. Now obviously this confession could not remove the pain that was on this person's soul after losing his son. Confessing to Padre Pio changed this person's life. It persuaded him that he now had to turn his life around. And then obviously after that, Padre Pio and him spoke of how he was going to do this. And then after this, this man from Milan went back to his wife and he made amends with her for all the wrong he had done. And finally, after this, he felt the encouragement and the peace that he had been seeking all along. So it's strange how this person had been drawn to Padre Pio because of the death of his son. But Padre Pio saw the real cause of the disquiet or the unhappiness within this person's soul. He set this man right with God. And the consequence of that was obviously this person now had to go and set himself right, make amends with his family. And thereafter, there was peace. And we'd like to encourage you, do enroll your mass prayer intentions to Padre Pio. You can enroll any intentions. You can see the video on the end screen how to do this. You can go to the link in the description below. We have a mass every Friday in which we bring your intentions to Padre Pio. We also bring Padre Pio's intentions for all of us to this mass. And just a reminder, if you're new to our channel, then do subscribe to our channel and click that reminder bell thereafter so you'll receive notifications of future videos we make. Do also like our video and share it with your friends and colleagues, please. And if you'd like to see a list of all of our videos, then do click on the little icon of Padre Pio below. The image that you'll see on the screen right now, but it is below. Click on that and it takes you through to our channel. And there you'll see a complete list of all of our videos.